Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. I'm grateful to be in God's presence, serving the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Thank you so much for being here on a tremendous Sunday morning. It is a tremendous opportunity to worship with you. Thank you, Pastor, for the opportunity to be with you in this wonderful, great church. You guys, this is amazing. This is tremendous. The worship, the presence of God. Praise God. God's doing a work. Amen. Amen. I guess I've got some opening remarks to share, and then I'll dive into the Word today. So you may be seated. Like to just take an opportunity to say it's been a tremendous week. My wife and I have been able to be a part of what's been going on here and filming some videos for the Bible College. And so today I would like to give very special honor to your bishop and your pastor, Pastor Downs and Sister Downs. I'm excited to see what God has been doing in the church. You guys have a tremendous church. This is amazing to see what God is doing right here at really the crossroads of the entire nation here. So I'm grateful to see what God is doing. And you know, even this week it's been neat to see this is a very busy church, a good busy church. You know, we walked in and there's, you know, I was sharing with someone, well, you've got, you know, this class going on over here, and you've got there was like a I'm going to call it incorrectly, I'm sure, but it was almost like you had a thrift store that was going to, you know, share a little bit about that. It was just neat to see how this church continues to bless the community. And I give special honor to all the amazing volunteers today. Amen. You serve faithfully every week. Why don't you give the volunteers a hand? It takes many hands to have a clothing bank. It takes many hands to hold various classes. And in a busy church, I will share this. You are making a positive difference in your community. So I commend you. Amen. Thank you, Sister Kim Swiley, for the invitation to be here. Fellow alumni from UGST Urshan Graduate School of Theology in St. Louis, Missouri. My wife and I are both graduates as well. And so thank you for allowing us to be a part of what's going on. I do serve as the adjunct instructor for practical theology. But my major call is this, to be a pastor in a little town just outside of Austin, Texas called Cedar Park. And my wife and I moved there about 12 years ago to plant a church. And so we began in our living room. We began with small little home groups and Bible studies. And you know what? God has blessed. And 12 years later, we have a tremendous facility, and God is blessing. And, you know, what's amazing is in the past 2 months, what we've seen is 20 individuals being baptized in Jesus' name for the remission of your sins. Amen. Praise God for that. Not only that, in the last 2 months, ever since Pentecost Sunday, Easter, we've seen 10 people receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost for the very first time, several renewed in the Spirit. And so I'm just believing that the same God in Austin, Texas, is the same God in Australia, amen? And I just have to believe that signs and wonders and miracle can unfold in our life every single day, amen? I will share this. It has been an honor to meet many of the leadership team here, the men here, and I will share this. Last night was great, so some of the guys were there, and so thank you for the opportunity to minister to some of the guys. It was just great. Brian family, thank you so much for hosting us in your home. You took care of us, you fed us, and Jude just had a blast. He was asking, can we go back to that home? I really enjoyed hanging out with their kids. It was just a lot of fun. And so thank you for that. I'm just blessed and excited to be here. I do have a message, and I do feel like God has laid something on my heart tonight, today, and I believe that even tonight is going to be a unique service. And so if you've come here today, I do believe that God has a word for us, and I hope my accent does not get in the way. But I am born in a little town outside of Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, so I am Canadian, so there is that part of me. Of course, you can tell by my skin, my parents and grandparents, they're from the Fiji Islands, but before that in India, and so I love a little bit of curry. I don't know if anyone likes curry. We got some folks that love some curry. All right, yeah, so we've got, praise God. But I'm here to talk about and proclaim the powerful and the matchless name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Anybody want to preach with me this morning? I believe that Jesus Christ is here. The presence of God is in the house, and God is going to transform all of us today. Why? Because I believe we have come with an attitude and a mindset of expectancy today. Amen? Amen. Anytime the people of God come to church and come together as a body of believers and we can elevate the Lord in our lives and have an attitude of expectancy, expecting God to do great things, that's the moment the Lord can show up. Do you believe that we serve a tremendous God today? I believe the Spirit of God is here. Amen. And God wants to do a great work in your life here today. And so as we begin today, I will share this. The day you hear the word of God is the most important day of your life. The moment we receive the gospel, the good news that Jesus Christ came and he died and rose again for our sins, vanquishing death, hell, and the grave in one moment. That's the moment the good news has been applied to our life and it changes everything. I don't know what your circumstance is today. I don't know what situation you find yourself in today. But I do know that the answer that you are searching for, the solution that you are asking about, it is the power and the word of God being made real in your life. John chapter 1 and verse 1, it declares that in the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things, everybody say, all things. All things were made through him. Without him, nothing was made that was made. Faith is the hand that reaches out and takes hold of the blessings that God has for all of us. But I believe it's the Word of God that quickens, literally makes alive the hand of faith, because everything begins in the Word of God. Turning our attention to the biblical text that I'd like to preach about today, found in 2 Kings chapter 4. To set the stage for this particular passage, we see Elisha's prophetic ministry clearly demonstrating that God cares about people. I'm thankful today that God cares about us today, amen? He sometimes works in sovereign, mighty ways that oftentimes extend far beyond anything that we could ever fathom, ever imagine. What I find in this passage is there is a miracle in the making. I love how the Lord will use elements, simple elements of everyday life in such a powerful way that demonstrates that God loves us so much that a miracle is about to burst forth because there's an attitude of expectancy already here this morning. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. This is what I see in the widow's story, a widow who wanted a prophet to get her out of her dilemma. Wanted a blessing to get her simply out of the mess. What the prophet told her, and I dare say I'll share this today, is that the miracle, the blessing, was already in the house. The miracle that you are searching for and seeking about, it's not necessarily outside everywhere else. It is right here because such is the day. Today is the day of salvation. Today is your day to receive all that the Lord has for us. And if you believe that, let's give God praise for a moment. We read from 2 Kings chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. Reading from the New King James, verse 1 reads this way. A certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophet cried out to Elisha, saying, your servant, my husband, is dead. And you know that your servant feared the Lord. And the creditor is come to take my two sons to be his slaves. So Elisha said to her, what shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house? She said, your maidservant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil. Wait a minute, I've got absolutely nothing. I have nothing in the cupboards. I've got nothing under the carpet, nothing in the cabinets. There's nothing around. Oh, wait. But I do have this little jar of oil. Ah, here you go, because the miracle's about to unfold right before your eyes. And he said, go borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors, empty vessels. Oh, and by the way, don't just gather a few. When you've come in, you shall shut the door behind you and your sons and pour into all those vessels and set aside the full ones. The miracle was already spoken before it actually transpired in front of the eyes of the widow. Look, I want to declare something to you this morning. Whatever you are searching for, whatever you are seeking for, amen, God Almighty is in the house today and he's able to perform a miracle right before your eyes. Prophetically, I want to speak that to someone because just as the prophet did then, spoke something into existence, we're speaking some life into your circumstance right now. Now it came to pass when the vessels were full, she said to her son, bring me another vessel. And he said to her, there is not another vessel. So the oil ceased. There's a message right there we could preach about. I can't spend a lot of time there, but there's a sermon right there. And she came and told the man of God, and he said, go sell the oil, pay your debts, and you and your sons live on the rest. So a few brief moments today, we're going to speak about this. We're going to preach about the miracle is already in the house. Do you believe that the miracle that is right before our eyes can occur? Amen. Because we believe in a sovereign God. Amen. A God that spoke the worlds into existence. Whatever you are searching for, whatever you are seeking today, that miracle is in the house. If you believe that God is able, why don't you clap your hands for a moment? Amen. I believe God is able. I know it's a little hard to believe right now, perhaps, but your healing is already here in the house of God. Amen. Your breakthrough, whatever you are searching for today, is right here. It's in the house of God today. Why? We serve a prayer-answering God. Amen. We just sung about him today. I saw people come to the front, be anointed with oil. They were prayed for. The elders were praying for them. I saw people raising their hands. I saw young people celebrating the goodness of Jesus, setting the stage and the atmosphere for what I would dare say that a miracle can burst forth in your circumstance, in your situation right here. Because I believe we serve a healing God. I believe we serve a miracle working God. Amen. I believe that whatever we're searching for today, it's in the house of God. And God wants to bless you. God wants to touch you. God wants to help someone realize that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Do you believe that today? Greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. Someone's been fighting sickness. God says your health is coming. Amen. Oh, yeah, let's just take a moment and praise God for that, eh? Someone needs a healing, a physical healing. Amen. Your answer is in the house today. Someone needs spiritual healing, emotional healing. We serve a healer today. And the healer is in the house. Amen. Where there's been sorrow, I would declare that joy is about to burst forth in your life. Where there's been confusion and uncertainty and fear, peace, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding is about to burst forth on the scene today. Why? Because we serve a mighty God. Amen. Jesus Christ, our Lord. And God is able to do all things today because we believe in his power today. Where there's been loss, God says restoration is coming. Do you believe that we serve a restoring God today? Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. In this room today, we're not unlike this widow, are we, in some form or fashion? Because we all are in desperate need of a Savior. We are all in desperate need of something from God. Because without Jesus Christ in our life, we are lost, broken, in need of a Savior. But thank God, Almighty, that Jesus Christ has come, amen, and he has come to pay the ultimate price so that we might have eternal life with the Lord. What we find in scriptures from this widow's perspective, first of all, that when Christ comes, people get desperate. The moment that crisis comes into our life, the moment we realize that we really do need a miracle, a savior, something from God, that's the moment good people, godly people, can become desperate. In life, often it's the moment I realize I need Jesus, the moment that I realize I'm desperate for a miracle. It's the moment that drives me to my knees in prayer, acknowledging that I don't have the answers, but Jesus Christ does. Because we serve a miracle-working God, amen? Your answer is in the house. If you believe that, clap your hands together, amen. In the Bible, we see a woman who's desperate. The Bible says she's crying out to the Lord. This critical juncture in her life. Kind of like the woman with issue of blood. She had tried many physicians, gone many to many folks, spent all that she had, and her desperation brought her to the feet of Jesus. The woman said that the creditors come to take my sons. Jesus, God, I'm desperate. Prophet, help me. I don't have the answer. I've tried everything. I've tried to figure it out in my own strength. Don't we do that? But now it's time to turn the circumstance and the situation over to the one who is able to do all things. The God of glory, the one that spoke the worlds into existence. The same God that parted the Red Sea and allowed the people of Israel to walk forth on dry land. That same God is the one we call upon even this morning today in 2019 to provide a miracle in our circumstance. Is anyone desperate for something from the Lord today? Do you have a need today? Do you have something that only God can provide? If so, I believe we just need to take a moment and say, God, here's my need. Can we just raise our hand to God and say, God, here's my need. Amen. You are a miracle working God. I trust in your power. And Lord, I'm desperate for change in my life. From a personal perspective, let's be a little more practical. For some of us today, cancer has come. For some of us, bankruptcy has come. Loss of job, loss of finance. The storm has come. It's my house that's in trouble, God. You know, it's easy to have faith for when someone else is in trouble. But when it's your child that's about to be taken by the creditor to pay a debt, hey, that's the moment we get a little desperate, right, folks? Maybe you've heard that horrible diagnosis from the doctor. You're not sure what you're going to do. The crisis has come to your home, and now it's different. Now it's time to be more serious because it's our boat, our little boat that's sinking. Don't allow the crisis to define you. My brothers, my sisters, don't let the issue or the trouble or the pain be the thing that cripples you in your past. No, place that need at the feet of Jesus Christ and say, Jesus, I don't have the answers, but I know that you do, and I'm desperate for change. I'm desperate for deliverance. God, I'm desperate for your strength. I need your power. I need, Lord Jesus, your virtue to flow freely in my life. I'm in need of you today. Will we trust God? Isn't that the question? The trust factor is a big thing, isn't it? Do we really trust God with this? I mean, maybe you have faith, but I'm not sure I have faith. You know, I've heard about this God that you've talked about, that you've sung about, now you're preaching about. I've heard about this God. Is he really able to answer my need? Is he really able to answer my request? I would dare say yes and amen. Is there a testimony in the house? Has anyone ever been healed by Jesus Christ? Amen? Amen. Wow, praise God. Why don't we give God praise for that? A public testimony is very hard to refute. And in this room, many hands were raised a moment today just signifying, hey, I know Jesus Christ is real. I know my prayers have been answered. Why? Because Jesus has healed me. Amen. In this room today, if you need healing, you've come to the right place. Why? Because the answer you're searching for, it's in the house of God this morning. If you believe it, let's give God praise together because I believe God wants to heal someone. Desperation can be a great thing sometimes because it moves us out of complacency and comfortability where I'm no longer comfortable in my faith. By the way, we sometimes get comfortable in our faith. Oh, well, maybe that doesn't happen here. That's okay. Back in Texas, there's some folks that get a little comfortable. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I heard about this Jesus. I heard about this God. But, you know, has God ever done anything for me? Desperation can be a good thing. Desperation, it pushes us out of our comfort zone. We do things that we would normally not do. Desperate people, like Jairus. For his daughter's healing, he did not care who saw him with Jesus. He did not care what his reputation was. A religious ruler of the day. Look, it's my daughter that needs something from Jesus, and I will break all religious protocols and say, Jesus, I need you. I need the healer in my life. I've heard that you are a healer. I heard that you are able to answer prayer. I've got a need, and therefore I'm desperate, Lord, for my life. I'm desperate for the life of my family member. Sometimes we've got to be willing to break protocol, break tradition, and say, God, I will trust in you. I will trust in you, God, for my need. I will trust in you with my circumstance. Because desperate people run red lights, even though they might get a speeding ticket. Desperate people break speed limits. They climb trees in Bible times. They don't complain when Jesus puts mud on their eyes. They will cut holes in rooftops and begin to lower people so Jesus can heal the lame and the blind and the deaf. When I'm desperate for Jesus, I will do anything I can to have an audience with the Master. I'll do everything that I can just to say, God, here is my need. I'm desperate for change. And God, in his sovereignty, is faithful to hear the prayers of his people. Thank God. Aren't you grateful today? We serve a loving God. Praise God. In this passage, it was desperation that brought this lady to the prophet. The prophet represents the word of God. What we need today is a word from the Lord. One word can change our life forever. One moment with the Master will change everything. One experience with the power of the Holy Ghost in our life, it will change everything. Amen. If you need to be renewed in the Spirit today or filled to overflowing, amen, the answer you're searching for, it's here this morning because the presence of God is in the house and God is able to do amazing things today. If you believe that, why don't we give God praise another time? It's from this story we see how desperation, it gets the attention of God. When we're desperate for someone, for something, from our Savior, it can get the attention of the Lord. The prophet didn't give her anything except a word What do you have in your house? Look, I've underestimated. I thought I had absolutely nothing. The cupboards were bare. There's no food. There's no cans. There's no drink. There's nothing. I've gone through the list. I've tried this. I've tried that. I've even borrowed some money just to pay my debt. But now the creditors come, and I don't have an answer. And prophet, there was this, my husband was a faithful man. He served the Lord, and he loved God. Would you do whatever you can do? Because we are desperate to hear from God. Don't underestimate the anointing of God. Don't underestimate what God can do in a moment, because a miracle is in the making even right this moment. Your joy is in the making right this moment. The blessing you're seeking after is right here this morning. If you're not careful, we'll miss this observation. I mentioned this in my opening text, that every empty vessel that was brought into the house was filled by the little pot of oil that was already in the house. In other words, I've got to come to the house of God empty, ready to be filled. If I come to God and I've already got all the answers, well, it's kind of hard for God to do what he needs to do. But the moment I can be desperate, the moment that I can just say, God, I'm empty, I have nothing, and I need you to deliver me, I need an answer from God, that's the moment a miracle can transpire in our life and in our circumstance. Why? Because that's what the Bible says. Come to him open, empty. An empty vessel, a surrendered vessel. 2 Kings 4 and 3, the prophet said, go borrow vessels from everywhere, all your neighbors. Empty vessels. Don't gather a few. How much blessing do you want in your life? Well, blessing in this passage was equated to how empty we came into the house, because every empty vessel was filled. So if I really want something from God, I've got to come open to receive. Oh, but preacher, that's so hard to do sometimes, isn't it? Well, yeah, of course it is. Not everybody does this. But I believe there's some men and women of faith, young people of faith today. You desire more from Jesus, amen? Somebody in the room needs healing. Somebody needs direction. Somebody needs deliverance. Your answer, my brother, my sister in Christ today, it's right here, because the presence of God is here, and God wants to minister, and God wants to bless, and God wants to touch you, and God wants to do what only he can do, a supernatural work in your life. But I come empty to you, Jesus. I'm coming empty. I'm declaring I am desperate for you. It's almost as if I'm admitting to the Lord, I am weak, but you are strong. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. It's this emptying. It's this emptying toward the Lord to say, God, I want your spirit to consume me, fill me, overflow me, baptize me again. Make me, God, more like you. I need your spirit, your anointing to flow in me and flow through me, God. When the widow obeyed the word of God, that's the moment the blessing occurred in her life. Obedience brings blessing. Obedience brings blessing. Obedience brings the miracle. If we want the miracle, we've got to be willing to obey the master. It was prophetic, because the prophet prophesied that every empty vessel was about to be filled. The Bible declares he or she that comes hungry. Blessed is he who hungers and thirsts for righteousness. There's a hungriness, a thirsting, hunger and thirst after righteousness. The Bible says that's the person that's going to be filled. Do you believe that today? I believe that today. Can we give God praise today? I believe God wants to do a work today. I'm trying to encourage us to claim the promises that we find in Scripture. I've got to hasten. One other lesson I see from this story is that obedience brought deliverance. Obeying the word of the prophet, obeying the word of God in this case, brought deliverance. For this widow, one encounter with the Lord, one encounter with the word of God, it changed her life forever. She came with a mess. She came with uncertainty. She came with a major issue in life and brought it to the Lord and said, God, I don't have the answer today, but I know that you do. Amen. Therefore, God, can you do it again? You've done it so many times before. I've seen the testimony even before my eyes of people of faith. They raised their hands a moment ago, that God answered their prayer. The same God that answered their prayer is the same God that's in the room today. The Spirit of God can do an amazing work in your life. Do you believe that God is here? I believe God is here. The presence of God is here, and God wants to do a work. Don't just bring a small little jar. Don't just bring your small little need. Although if you have a need and that's all you got, that's fine. But we serve a supernatural God. A supernatural work can occur today. Something that is beyond the ordinary, extraordinary can happen in your life. Why? Because that's the kind of God that we serve. One reason we might be struggling today could be that we've not surrendered whatever it is before the feet of the Master to say, Lord, I want you to be Lord of my life. I want you to be Lord of everything. I obediently follow what you're calling me to do and obediently follow you right now by surrendering all to you right now. Because I believe in this room there's more than one blessing from God that will be poured out today. Do you believe that today? Do you believe that God is able? I believe God's able. There's faith in the room. Amen. Praise God. I believe that there are many blessings that can be poured out even today because we serve that kind of miracle-working God. Amen. Amen. Life is not about just simply moving from crisis point to crisis point, issue to issue. There comes a moment when my walk with God is stabilized and it's grounded in Him. So that no matter what comes my way, I will still trust in Jesus. No matter what circumstance or storm that I face in this world, I will still trust in the Lord. I do so by reading passages of Scripture, prayer, fasting, dedication, amen, allowing God to be the source and the strength of my life. Life allows me an opportunity to trust in a living Savior today. Life allows me to trust that God is and that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Friends, that's called spirit living, spirit led. Allow God to guide us and lead us and direct us. There's a passage that says this in John 10:10. The thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come that they may have life and they may have it more abundantly, more than anything else that I could even fathom, more than I could do in my own ability. Amen. Jesus Christ is the answer for a hurting world. Jesus Christ is the answer for a lost and dying world. God loves us. He cares about all of creation. He cares about you. He cares about me. He cares about what we're going through today. You've just got to be willing to trust in Jesus. I'm reading Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. This idea that we can allow the Spirit of God into our life, and the moment we receive His Spirit, it changes everything. Acts 1 and 8 says, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth." Thus, Holy Spirit has come to encourage you and empower you, to fill you to overflowing today, to give you exactly what you need to face life's troubles today, and certainly for your tomorrows. Why? Because when we've got the Spirit of God living inside of us, saturating everything within us, no longer are we walking around empty, but we're filled. Amen. We're filled with the power of God in our life. We're filled with the Spirit of God daily. Amen. I don't have to do this in my own ability. Oh, widow, you have to understand, you don't have to face the creditor in only your own strength, because you serve a God that loves you and has something more for you and desires to bless you if you will obediently follow Him. I've got to bring this to a close, so let's stand. Somebody is searching today. Somebody came with a need today. I travel thousands of miles on an airplane with not enough legroom, crazy food, no sleep, but with a message today. And the message is a message of hope, that we serve a God filled with hope today and desires to provide us hope in the midst of trouble, strength in the midst of sorrow, blessing in the midst of uncertainty. I don't know what you have come with today, but I know the answer is in the Word of God. Amen. Whatever you've been searching for, whatever you are in need of, the answer is in the house. It's been here all along. Perhaps we didn't even realize it, but the presence of God has been here ever since you got here, before you got here. God's been here. He's been waiting for you so that you could bring your need to Him and say, "Hey, I'm desperate. I need something from God. Lord, I need you. I need deliverance. I need help. I need a blessing. I need transformation." The presence of God is here, and Jesus wants to heal you. Jesus wants to deliver you. Jesus wants to guide you today. How desperate are we today? Because it requires desperation. The moment desperation meets faith, it's the moment a miracle transpires in our life. How desperate are we for change? How desperate are we to hear from God today? Will we take a moment and pray? Or are we willing to surrender our all at the altar and say, "God, here is my life. I desire you to be Lord of everything. I surrender my all to you. I will trust in you, in your ways. I've tried it my own way. I've tried it in my own ability. So much so that now the world is coming to take what's valuable to me. The world is a hard taskmaster. The world has things that will cause addiction, that will drive us to discouragement, despair. But in the arms of a loving Savior, there is hope for a generation. There's hope for you today. Why? Because Jesus Christ came and He died and He rose again so that we might have hope today. Precious Jesus, if you need something from God, I'd like to open up these altars, the front part of this auditorium. If you have a need, why don't you make your way to the front right now?